What's up, Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Doza Real Estate Group in Cleveland, Ohio. Wanted to give a 2023 January market update here in Cleveland. News is really projecting doom and gloom because of interest rates and, you know, the pending news that the Fed is increasing the Fed rate and all of that. In reality, you know, that, and then they're also projecting a possible housing crash, whatever that means. You really need to talk to the experts in this and also look at facts and data. And, you know, for the market here in Cleveland, you know, although listings are down and overall sales of units are down, pricing isn't changing, or it's slightly higher. So what that's telling me is that because there's limited supply, there's still buyers out there willing to pay a little bit more for properties because they need the property. Sellers right now, I think, need to sell, and buyers need to buy. This is a very different situation than 2008, when the mortgage crisis happened, where people that were buying shouldn't be buying anyway. So now we still have people that are qualified and should be buying houses, but because inventory is low, because sellers are thinking that you know, if they sell their house, then they're going to not be in a favorable rate position to buy their next house. So, you know, so I don't know. I think it's, there's 2023 is gonna show, and it might happen sooner, it might happen later, but I think 2023 is gonna show less number of houses and units sold, but pricing is still going to be either the same or above, trending upward. And then as we go into the end of this year and 2024, then you're going to see volume of sales increase, because I don't think sellers can wait. You know, people are waiting because of whether it's inflation or whether it's interest rates, they're waiting. And so, like I said, sellers still need to sell because people move or have to move all the time, whether it's for a job or some other major life event. You know, that's just reality. So it's a very, very different situation. Look at the facts, not the headlines that you're seeing out there. In Cleveland, I think it's still a robust market. There's still sales being done, and fresh listings that do get on the market get sold, multiple offers, because there's a lot of buyers out there, and for possibly a higher price. So again, if you're waiting to sell, it, you know, prices still might be going up when you do, and then interest rates are not going to go down that much, because you know, I think we saw unprecedented low interest rates during the pandemic, but that was because of the pandemic. And to be quite honest, I don't think they should have pushed it that low or for that long, because now you see what the effect of that in the marketplace. People are expecting it and waiting, and you know, whether it's a buyer or seller. So that, and then on the multifamily commercial side of things, demand remains extremely high because people are looking to rent instead of buy, and rental rates are going up. Cleveland is one of the more affordable markets to buy multifamily in compared to the rest of the country. So you know, that business is robust. Again, it's a supply and demand issue there. They are building more units, but it's not, still not meeting the demand of what's out there. So investors, give me a call. Cleveland's still a good market, and same for residential, home buying or selling, still a good market to be in. And, you know, maybe if you wait too long, you might miss out on, you know, getting the price that you want for your house. And again, like I said, I think rates are going to be steady at 6 to 5.5% for a long time moving forward, and it's not going to go below that. I would say 5.5% mark. So, you know, again, you can sell now, sell later. It's still, I think, going to be the same, and you know, selling now would probably be better because the demand is still high. So demand could change in the next 6 months to a year, but you know, we're preparing for I believe a backlog of buyers and sellers that were waiting, and so second half of 2023 and 2024 should be good markets for sellers and buyers, for that matter, because once more inventory comes into the marketplace, then prices will have to go down to compete with other listings. So